Tom Duncan, Meg Betterly, and myself connect you to the stories of modern-day technology on how smart homes and smart devices are changing everything every day. The podcast is called Future Home. If you're an inventor, a company promoting all of these new digital devices, we want you on this podcast. Reach out to me, aroec@gmail.com. Future Home, available on all digital platforms. All right, let's do it. Let's play it forward. A look at the unexpected changes endured by the entertainers, writers, camera people, and all others affected but not infected by the global invasion of the coronavirus. These are real people, real stories, the struggle to play it forward. Episode number 231 with Queen Meg, Queen Nana, and Wonder Meg from Justice Con, taking place virtually on YouTube. After the success of the inaugural Justice Con in July of last year, well, it's back. The perfect fit for all fans around the world, especially if you're one who follows Zack Snyder. We are unplugged and totally uncut with Justice Con 21.
I've got to tell you, I'm so proud of the way that you are really staying focused in on what modern day technology is, what it's doing, how it's growing, because what you guys are doing with Justice Con is just mind-blowing to me. And the world, first of all, before we even get started, where can people go to participate? They need to know that right off the bat.
It's a Justice Con YouTube channel. It's literally, you put Justice Con in and it should pick up the YouTube channel for you.
How do you put a project of this nature together? Because I've seen the list, the lineup, what you guys are going to be doing on day two and three. How do you convince the world that, yeah, we've got something that people are going to be tapping into?
Mostly word of mouth at the beginning. Well, that was last year. This year we had Luke here who helped us out quite a bit. And we also have Zack Snyder on our side. So he helped us promote quite a bit.
And talk about a name that has really been, first of all, it was one of those names where people talked about it, but they didn't talk about it. But then once the movie came out, now it's like, you know, Zack Snyder, and people have embraced this man's imagination and really have grown with it.
Zack is such a supportive guy of all of his fans. And when we approached him about Justice Con, even just last year, he was super on board. And then this year, when we said we wanted to do it again, he was like, no question, I'm down, whatever you need.
The teamwork it must take all year in order to bring everyone into basically a harmonious moment, because the planning stages, I mean, everybody is everywhere. Whereas in 2019, you would have had to have been face to face.
Well, that's what makes Justice Con so special, is that by being virtual, the talent can come from almost anywhere. And it goes the same way for attendees. We have met people who have been able to attend the event who've never been able to attend the convention due to money or their local country doesn't have them. And it's kind of a universal thing with Justice Con, that virtual is what lets it reach a far bigger audience and those who can attend as guests as well.
Getting access to all of the things that are going to be auctioned off, I mean, that because that you're raising funds for AFSP, which is the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. How does everything, is that coming from the comics themselves? What are you guys going to be auctioning off? Because, I mean, if people are going to tap in, they need to participate as well and help raise some funds.
Well, the auction's being ran by Zack himself through Prizeo and through eBay, I believe. Girls, do you know better?
So auctions, as far as auctions go, we have one auction going on, which is in collab with one of our fans. His name is, he goes online by Nine Realms Story Art. And he did auction off a couple of his, fan art posters, which can be found on eBay. Those are linked on our social media. And then also Zack has auctions of his own. There's a last day auction for photos from the set, black and white photos, absolutely beautiful ones, on Prizeo. And then there's another auction, which is for tickets to IMAX for Justice's Gray edition of Zack Snyder's Justice League. And those are on Prizeo as well. And the minimum donation is $20. And again, it goes all to AFSB.
This is a 3-day event, and it starts off with the workshop, which to me it just inspires my creative heart. What will people get to see and experience during the workshop?
So the workshops, we essentially tapped into the fan community around Zack and asked people if they'd like to share whatever craft they're skilled in with the audience. So So there's all kinds of things. There's screenwriting, cosplay, you know, editing, like video editing, graphic design, even like how to make a film, acting, all this kind of stuff. There's a lot of things.
You do realize you're going to be opening up a lot of fans' hearts. I mean, because there's so many people that go like to the different cons and stuff like that. And, you know, they're dressed up, but you're opening up a door where they can really physically participate instead of just being a fan. You know what I mean by that?
That was definitely the goal when we came together and decided we wanted to do the workshops.
Part of the workshop is making the connection with the readers as well, because I mean there's still people that don't get to go to the cons. And with you guys with Justice Con, you guys are opening up that door for future creators as well.
Yeah, I mean, one of the main goals that we had when we first made Justice Con was to open it up to people from all around the world. When we first did last year's Justice Con, we got so many messages from people saying that, like, this is the first convention that they've been able to go to because in their areas they don't have conventions, or maybe they can't afford to go to conventions. So it gives so many people a different opportunity to participate or even just like watch along.
The second day features the one and only Zack Snyder. I mean, it's amazing, first of all, that you guys have made this connection, because he was like that mystery guy to so many of us. What do we expect in this? Will it just be a question and answer, or is he going to let us inside of that little melon of his so we can, you know, see what that imagination is doing?
Well, that's kind of the charm about when you sit down to an interview with Zack. He not only answers your questions, but he does welcome you inside of his creative process and explains a bit how he got from point A to point Z.
Is there a part of you that wishes that Justice League would have been a series, or are you guys pretty happy with the 4 hours?
We're happy with the 4 hours, but we definitely hope it could be a series someday.
And that's one of the things that I've loved about Disney is, I swear to God, your guys' world and the Marvel world and everything like that is just on fire right now, because it just keeps growing and they keep feeding us.
Yeah, I mean, I think that however Zack wanted to put out his vision is however he wanted to do it. But for sure, I think if we get future installments, it would be awesome to have a series, because then you can just hype it up every week and join in on the conversation every week. And it's something new and different,
whether it be TV or movie.
Don't you think, though, that this is one of the greatest Hollywood love stories of all time? And what I mean by that is that the fans stood up and they demanded Zack's movie to come out. Zack loves the fans. Zack loved his movie. There's so much love involved in this project. And you guys get to spend time with him.
It's mind-blowing.
Yeah, it's just crazy.
It's just mind-blowing for us to, you know, to have this opportunity to be able to do all this stuff, because I mean, you know, we've been kind of campaigning, not kind of, we've been campaigning for the movie for years now, all three of us. And when it came to fruition, it was just crazy. We were just so happy. And Justice Con is kind of a celebration of that. And we want to appreciate all aspects of what made it happen, from, you know, like we mentioned fans, you know, we'd like to shine a spotlight on talented fans in the community and then bring them, you know, bring them forward and bring them into spotlight. But we also wanted to focus on AFSB, not just through auctions. You know, we have direct fundraiser. All money that are earned through ad revenue go to AFSB. Also, we have merch where proceeds go to AFSB. And then also we wanted to celebrate just, you know, the talent and everything surrounding Zack's work. And also, you know, what made it happen, because streaming services are what essentially helped us make it happen as early as it did. So we wanted to also, you know, highlight HBO Max on Saturday. And then obviously on Sunday, when we speak about Army of the Dead, we wanted to highlight Netflix, because it's streaming services that bring all this amazing content to us fans of comic book movies these days.
I was so fired up when I heard about the Army of the Dead. And the reason why is because, you know, I didn't want this pandemic. I wanted a zombie attack. That's what I wanted. And I finally get it from Zack Snyder. Is what, you know, I'm finally going to get the thing I've been asking for a year.
Yeah, I mean, that seems to be the general consensus. Everyone's like, this apocalypse kind of sucks so far.
Now on day number three, when you guys put the focus on the Army of the Dead, what do you get to see it? I mean, what's happening?
you'll get to hear from different members of the cast. We brought together, through the help of Netflix, the female members of the cast that you can see featured in the trailer as part of the crew that's going to be running the heist. And then also we were incredibly grateful to get in touch with Dave Bautista, who will be also interviewed.
Shut up. Shut up. Yeah. Oh, my God. See, that list just keeps bigger and bigger and bigger.
And this is where we were really lucky, because not only that we have Zach's support, but on that day for Army of the Dead, we had also Netflix support, which we are incredibly grateful for, because a lot of stuff that we got to make happen is thanks to them.
So now I'm good only because I lived through the Napster days where Napster changed the face of music. With you guys doing this streaming, and you know how everybody says we got to get back into the theater, but at the same time, look at what streaming has done for us with great movies, because it's been there for us. What is it like on your side of the microphone and on that side of the screen to realize that you're affecting both things?
It's kind of surreal in a way, because it's like we just talk about things that we love and we enjoy, and we just campaign for artistic freedom, especially for Zach. So it's kind of weird to think that we had such a big impact on that.
One of the things in going to some of the cons and stuff like that is the camaraderie, the collaboration, you know, walking down the lines, looking at the, you know, very rare, magazines and things like that. What can people expect of that? Will there be rooms that people can spin off to, or connections and stuff like that? Because I love it when I meet somebody from five states away and it's like, you came here for this? Oh, my God.
I think that's just like the power of social media that we definitely use to that advantage with social media websites like Vero, where the cosplay community is so big. We just track that JusticeCon hashtag and see so many people from different parts of the world, either just like taking a picture of their screen, saying they're watching, wearing the merch, or participating in cosplay contests as well.
Part of the fun when you go to, and I'm sure that JusticeCon is going to be part of it as well. And part of it is getting dressed up. You expect to see people all dressed up and having fun?
I'm hosting a panel to kick off day two for cosplayers, and so I know myself and my panelists will be dressed up in cosplay for it.
God, it's so funny because we'll see people at different events and stuff like that, and then when you see them out on the street, they'll go, I just saw you at con. Oh no, you had other clothes on. Yeah, I don't recognize you in real people clothes.
It's definitely like Clark Kent and Superman when you're cosplaying.
Now, there's going to be people that are going to hear this conversation, and it's going to be after the event. What about, is there going to be an afterlife? In other words, are you guys going to repost this event so they can watch it again, to where you can continue to raise money for AFSP?
Definitely. JusticeCon, as Nana was explaining, has an official YouTube page. We've partnered with AFSP, so that way any revenue that comes from the views of the videos themselves or ads, etc., will actually go directly into AFSP's bank. So it'll be available for in perpetuity on YouTube.
Are you guys going to be in the same studio together, or is everybody going to be in their own zones?
I'll be in New Jersey. Meg will be in Michigan, and Nana will be in Wales.
The only thing we don't have are flying cars right now.
True. And we love those.
Yeah. So for the three of you, what has been the greatest thing that you've almost like you're pioneers. What is the one thing that you guys have pioneered that will, for future cons and stuff like that, especially for JusticeCon, what are you guys inventing today that is going to become the normal tomorrow?
I mean, I don't know if we're inventing it or if it's going to catch on, but I think that a lot of people really, really appreciate the online format that we do, which is not just that we put up interviews that are pre-recorded, but that we do it live and we allow people the interaction through live chats and such. And I think that if there's one thing that seems to be taking off in that sense, or seems to be catching people's interest, it's this aspect of things, because people like the interactive aspect of it. They like to, be able to tune into the panel, but also to interact during it and not just submit their questions somewhere, a few days before and then see what happens afterwards. And I think that, I wouldn't want what we do to replace the actual Comic-Cons, because we all are big Comic-Con lovers and we enjoy going, and we would not want those events to go away physically. But if there is like, if there is a chance for conventions to be online, you know, a segment of conventions being online and being live conventions, I think that's the one thing that we would push forward.
Yeah, because you know, going to a Comic-Con, I think one of the most funniest things is when you step outside for a moment and there's Hulk over there eating a hot dog that's been cooked outside. I mean to me, you know, when everybody steps out and then all of a sudden we all get all serious again and we go back inside.
It's definitely, the Comic-Cons or conventions in general are their own world in a lot of ways. And it's the culture that surrounds that. Is that something that we fell in love with and we tried to bring to JusticeCon itself, to capture that and offer it to other audiences that literally cannot get to a convention in any way. And while it's fun, while we really do hope that conventions come back soon, COVID providing, that also there will be a new evolution maybe eventually where conventions can also be available online in a way that people who live far away aren't left out of the fun anymore.
So now, is that your way of saying that when we do have a zombie apocalypse, that you guys are still going to do this?
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Now, for people that would like to join your circle, can they do that? The everyday average person?
We did open up. We had the applications for workshops for people to get involved. And there's so many ways with fundraising to get involved as well and take part.
Any super website, just go to YouTube and find, and that's where we're going to plant people then, is in on YouTube, and just make sure that's the prime place.
So YouTube. Yeah, main is YouTube JusticeCon, JusticeCon, but we also have Twitter, Justice_Con, or we have Vero, which is just at JusticeCon altogether. Those are our social media at the moment.
We got to do this more often, man. And you know, this is we had a whole room full of people in here watching everything that's been taking place, and we're all just so fired up about what you guys are doing. You're getting the word out, and I'm just so proud of you for using the medium.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. You guys be brilliant today, okay? And good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, that's Play It Forward. You can listen to other full conversations just like this one on all three of my podcasts, Like It's Live, Unplugged and Totally Uncut, and View from the Writing Instrument, all found on every digital platform.